Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner and this week's thought is called The Bee Can't Fly, But No One Told the Bee. I was in my garden this weekend and I saw a bumblebee buzzing around some flowers. And even though I'd seen this 1,000 times before, I was amazed at how big and undynamic the bee is. And it reminded me of the old story, you know, the bee can't fly but no one told the bee. Now it's difficult to pin down exactly where this story came from, as it could have been from a dinner party with Ludwig Plendel, who was an aerodynamics professor, or it could have been from a 1934 book by entomologist Antoni Magna, who discussed a mathematical equation with André Saint-Loguier, an engineer. However the myth originated, the failure is that no allowance was made for the fact that wings aren't static. They move in kind of a figure of eight rotation and create little vortices that combine with very fast wing beat, 200 beats per second, to help the bumblebee achieve flight. Now, the myth the bee couldn't fly first spread as a joke in German universities, but later it became a fact amongst the public, and even today, there's loads of notes on the internet still saying the bee can't fly, which I think is frankly incredible. So I wondered, have I been told about things that aren't possible? And unlike the bee, I believe them. Believe them, yes, even when there was evidence all around which suggested it was possible. Yes, was my resounding answer. So I'm going to start asking myself the following questions. Who said I can't or it can't be done? How do they know? Or how do I know it can't be done? Is it my fear, false evidence appearing real, which really wants me to think it can't be done? Then maybe if I can answer these questions, I'll become more like the bee, proving myself and to others that it really can be done over and over and over again. So till next week, believe in yourself. This is David Gardner.